and welcome again to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Expanding Walmart. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Expanding Walmart. For a while now, there has been a lot of construction going on at our local Walmart. I am a frequent shopper there, as it is only a couple of blocks from my house. Walmart is expanding. After a few years of doing tremendous business here, the owners have decided to turn it into a superstore. That means that it will soon sell fresh fruit, vegetables, and meat. It will become the one-stop shop for a lot of people, including myself. Instead of shopping at Walmart and then needing to go to a regular supermarket for food items, everything will be in one place. That's a relief. The local shops and supermarkets won't be very happy about it, but that's competition, I suppose. It will force a lot of merchants to lower prices and create more special offers. Walmart is quite a ferocious animal. There are more than 8,500 stores in 15 countries, and its annual revenue is similar to that of a small country. Personally, I'm looking forward to the expansion. Because so many people shop at Walmart, their produce is quite fresh. They don't have goods hanging around on shelves for weeks. We call that a fast turnover. So by Christmas, I think, it will be ready. For now, the machines of different kinds are digging and banging and lifting. One of the employees I spoke to told me that she had to hear a jackhammer for 8 hours one day. The workman had to do a job close to her checkout till. By the time she went home, she said, her nerves were shattered. When you walk in the building, all of the aisles have changed position. The pet food is where the stationery used to be, and the stationery is where the diapers were. It's a little confusing. The parking arrangements have changed because the work is taking place on a large area in front of the building. These things take time. It's good to see the progress each time I go there. I expect that in true American style, there will be a grand opening with all sorts of freebies and special deals. But until then, there will be cranes, dump trucks, and jackhammers creating all sorts of noise and commotion. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary and expressions. One-stop shop. If I have time, I love to go to specialty shops, a bakery, a delicatessen, a wine shop. But most of the time, I go to one-stop shops, for convenience sake. If I have time, I love to go to specialty shops, a bakery, a delicatessen, a wine shop. But most of the time, I go to one-stop shops, for convenience sake. A relief. My headache has finally stopped. What a relief. My headache has finally stopped. What a relief. Ferocious. The new lion in the zoo was quite ferocious. The new lion in the zoo was quite ferocious. To hang around. I wish those kids wouldn't hang around in the mall. It's as if they have nothing to do. I wish those kids wouldn't hang around in the mall. It's as if they have nothing to do. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again very much for joining me. I hope you're finding these podcasts useful. Feel free to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. I would love to hear from you, and I might make a mention of you and your comment on my following podcast. Any questions or comments that you have, I would love to answer. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.